give a pillow 1 minute.
That's a quick...
That was into a pillow, actually.
That was a quick scream into a pillow there.
Yeah.
You're getting all the wire jumbled
up.
No. Okay.
Shall we have another baseline junkie break?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a baseline junkie.
Tell him again.
I'm a baseline junkie. Tell him again. I'm a baseline junkie.
What? And I like it funky.
Big, dirty, stinky bass.
Dirty, stinky bass. Big, dirty, stinky bass.
I thought I was the only person who knew that song.
I saw that performed live at Glastonbury.
Did you?
In...
Did you?
2017.
How did I get?
Wow, are you psychic?
Yeah, I'm a wise wizard.
Hello and welcome to Can I Finish, the podcast that asks the question, are we the bad guys?
Are we?
I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe we are. When you've got a small little island that's just basically holds its middle finger up to the entire world a lot of the time.
Yeah, and we talked about the Finnish political atmosphere, so...
Yeah, currently now you're going, sorry, we're shut. Don't come in.
Sorry about it.
Sorry about it. My name's Travis.
You can feel the energy.
Yeah, the energy politically is tense. Well, let's talk about it. We've had two episodes since we last saw each other.
Yes.
We talked about politics and we talked about...
Torille culture and festivities.
Yes, we talked about festivities. Well, Torille culture... led to us receiving this wonderful message on Spotify for podcasters where you can leave us a voice message.
This is a Torille moment.
This is a Torille moment. Thank you, John.
Joaquin Inca, that last episode, were best one yet. They're all good, but that were a good one. Cheers.
Cheers to you,
John. Cheers to you.
Torille.
Torille.
Torille. Torille. Torille. To the market square, John, with you.
We are there already with our tiny flags.
We're there, tiny flags, beer in hand. I'm ready to climb some sort of monument.
Don't climb that fragile one. You can climb some other.
Give me a few options.
But there are Finnish writers and old Russian rulers.
What about the big poet guy in the park? Isn't there a
which one?
It's full of them.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Which poet in the park?
I just don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, we have so many, you have to be specific.
Do you want to talk about the fact that you hosted a Barbie event?
Yeah, I hosted a Barbie premiere.
That is one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
It was so cool. With my co-host, Taika, we just goofed around.
Mm-hmm.
But we gave prizes for the people who were dressed to the theme and did some promo and stuff like that. It was great. Did you know that in this Riviera movie theater, which is in Helsinki, have one of the, or maybe the smallest theaters that had a Barbie premiere in the world?
Oh, wow.
Because they have 30 seats.
30 seats?
Yeah.
Wow, and it was like an official Barbie premiere.
Exactly. In that premiere, but yeah. I was in another one, but I heard about this.
Yours was bigger, right?
A little bit bigger, not by much.
Do you know that in the UK there was a almost like an evil twin sister to Barbie? We had our own Barbie.
Really?
She was called Cindy.
Cindy was yours.
Cindy was ours.
Our gal.
She was our gal, and I'll rep her till the day I bloody perish.
Because I thought Cindy and Barbie were like mates and from the same like family.
I don't think they're in the same Barbieverse. I think that Cindy...
Because I had a Cindy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's look it up. We're live looking... Oh, I've spelt her name wrong anyway. Cindy is a British fashion doll created by Pedigree Dolls and Toys in 1963. A rival to Barbie. A rival. She's got look at the logo for Cindy. It is so close to litigation from Mattel.
Exactly.
So they tried to introduce it to the United States in the 1970s.
Did it go well?
It did not. Barbie manufacturer Mattel filed a lawsuit for copyright infringement, which was settled. So they had to change Cindy's face. They had to give Cindy
a facelift.
A facelift.
A makeover.
A revenge face. It's basically like Face Off with John
Travolta
and Nicolas Cage, but it's Barbie and Cindy.
I would love to see that movie. Because they are, Mattel is making like their own movie verse of Mattel stuff after this Barbie movie. So the Face Off movie should be part of that Barbie verse.
What else are they going to do? What else is in their realm in the Mattel?
I don't know. Like,
what about My Little Pony?
It would be great.
Yeah.
And it's probably in the making.
Yeah, but I mean, what's your thought on bronies?
What's my thought about those about weird them? Dudes alone in their rooms? Mm. Well, I wish them well. I wish that they get some sun at some point in their lives and stop drinking piss.
Guys, bronies, this is a message to you. Stop pissing in bottles. Stop then drinking the piss that's in the bottles. And please, for God's sake, crack open a window. It absolutely reeks in there. But live your life and I'm happy for you.
Yeah, you do you, boo.
You do you, boo. It's not a kink, is it?
I don't know. It can be.
It can
be. So
yeah.
We don't kink shame.
We don't kink shame.
But
We do lifestyle shame, though.
To everyone.
If you live different from us, we don't like
fuck
you.
Fuck you.
Turn this off now. It's not for you.
And this was our message to you.
Let's get into our topic this week.
Yes. It is nightlife.
Do you know Big Fish, Little Fish, Cardboard Box?
What now?
It's a dance move where you go Big Fish, Little Fish, Cardboard Box. I'll do a little, I'll put something on the Instagram to prove what we're doing. But you go arms. Oh, sorry. My signed picture of Jeff Hordley, Kane Dingle from Emmerdale just fell over.
Our like saint, suojelupyhimys.
The patron saint of the podcast, Kane Dingle.
Shout out
to Kane Dingle. So you go arms out like this, like you're measuring a
fish.
Big fish. Could you bring your arms in, little fish, and then you go cardboard box, and then it's just that over and over again.
I know a similar dance move that's called rolling like a snowball.
Oh,
which just goes like this. You just roll.
That's quite good.
A snowball.
It's a big snowball.
Well,
what about a shopping trolley?
Yes,
that's a good
and
one.
And from the lower shelves as well.
Yes,
picking apples. And do you know about ice fishing?
No, I don't.
Well, first you ski to the dance floor.
Okay.
And then you take like a similar position that you would take when you're about to twerk.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's very familiar.
But then you just roll with the ice fishing thingy.
So is that to put the hole in the ice?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then
move
you
that
just
around. And just someone must latch on. Who's the little fish? Is it got to be like a two-person situation? So you need the ice fisher and you need the cold fish, the cold little fish.
Well, the story doesn't tell.
Okay.
The legend doesn't tell you about this, but we could like merge these two dance moves together.
Yes.
And first the ice fishing thing and then the big fish, tiny fish, cardboard box.
Okay, so that may be, that's the dance move of the summer, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe the new Macarena.
The new Macarena. The Can I Finish dance is ice fishing straight into Big Fish, Little Fish, cardboard box.
Maybe a snowball.
Maybe a snowball thrown in for good measure.
And if you don't catch the fish, you can go with a trolley to the shop.
Yes. And just get a pre-prepared, pre-boned fish from the deli counter.
And
good.
Then you go home and lie to your family that you caught it by yourself. Yeah. You were just really drinking a bub for 2 hours. It's part of the dance move. All right, Travis, are you a party people? Party person.
I'm a party person. I would say that I have, some people would maybe see it as a disease where I have to be the last one out.
Oh, you're that person.
Yeah, I literally have come down with FOMO so many times. You know what FOMO is?
Yes, of course.
Fear of missing out, if you don't know, listeners. I have that in spades. Basically, I can't go home from a night out or I can't let the party die because the chance that something good might happen. I think it comes from working in a medium where anecdotes are currency.
Right.
I want to be rich with anecdotes.
Right.
So the only way I'm going to do that is just by observing people. Do you get me?
I fully understand, but I just don't do that. I don't have the stamina.
Really? I would assume you strike me as like quite a late night person.
I am a late night person.
Right.
But I am alone at my house.
I see. So you have like, you have the party bit.
Yeah.
For a shorter, intense time,
mm-hmm.
and then you stay up late, but on your own.
Exactly. I just don't go to sleep.
Yes. But not within, like, there's no other people around.
No, no, okay. I just, like, organize my old photos or stuff like that. That's my idea of partying. No.
Just a bit of life admin on a Saturday night.
I like to party.
Yes.
I went, when I was younger.
Oh, my God, is that proper Posh Lady Inca?
Yes, making hello. Hello. Oi. Boil me a cuppa.
What? Boil me a cuppa.
Don't know what I'm saying. I well, never mind. I like to party.
Yes.
A lot. I like to go to the festivals.
Mm.
I like to like big events.
Yeah.
And home parties as well. But I haven't been doing that lately because I don't know, I get tired easily nowadays.
Yeah.
I can't deal with the hangovers anymore.
Do you feel like you've almost like done your level of partying?
In a way.
You're like, oh, I've completed it. I did 10 years of late nights and bad decisions.
Yeah. In a way.
I can't let go of the idea that my best party has yet happened.
Oh, that's also a nice idea.
Yeah. So at the time of recording, I've just been back to the UK because we had a little summer break, didn't we?
Yes. And did you party?
I partied. I had a hen do one weekend, a bachelorette party.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. I had that one weekend, and then I had a wedding the following weekend for a different group. So that was two big nights out. Mm-hmm. And we were all, because I was with my group of friends from when I was younger, we got to talking about all the different parties we used to go to and who met who at what party. Mm-hmm. And some of the stories were like, so I was like, oh my God, remember that party we're at where that boot came through the ceiling because someone was doing something upstairs and like fell through the ceiling. It's like, have you seen Skins?
Yes.
We used to live our life like Skins. And now as
do I need to call social services?
Look, this is why I'm in regular therapy because it's well, necessary.
You were Effie and you.
God, yes.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought up Skins.
Yes,
because
yes.
My image of people partying in the UK is based in Skins.
Sure.
And just random people with no jackets on, freezing outside, passing out in the streets, fighting,
yeah,
of course, and dumping full takeaway meals just in the sidewalk and be like, bleh. That's my idea of people partying in the UK.
Mm.
Young people.
Yeah. I think there is a little bit of that, and I'm having sort of flashbacks to times in Oldham Town Centre where maybe some of those things happened.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I was never a real takeaway thrower. I was very much a takeaway preserver.
Good. We hate to waste food.
We hate to waste food. The jacket thing.
Yeah.
So, I think there's a thing in the UK, because the weather's not great, but you have a beer jacket.
A what?
Like a beer jacket. Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, so if you've had four pints,
right,
you don't feel the cold.
Right.
So what people do is there's like, it doesn't really seem to happen as much here, but like in the UK, we are, I would say, the best pre-drinkers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you almost have a party before the party to make the...
Etcot.
So what's that?
Pre-party.
Prinks. You'll pre-drink, you'll get your beer coat on, so actually, you don't need a jacket when you go out, because you've already got that nice warm layer of alcohol in your system.
Right. I think this is like a climate thing, because people drink, and then they pass out in the snow, and they die, because they don't feel the cold.
Oh my word.
Because you can actually die in Finland if you drink too much and pass out outside.
I've never considered that that would actually be a problem here.
It's a thing.
Also, we might be talking quite flippantly about alcohol usage in this episode, but please do drink responsibly.
Of course. Or don't drink at all.
Or don't drink at all.
Sober Curious movement is rising in Finland as well.
Rising in the UK as well.
Amazing.
A lot of my friends have dropped the booze, mm-hmm. and I highly support it.
Yes, me too. So we talk about the beer jacket, but I have like a level up to that. Because when I lived in Savonlinna, which is in like to the little bit to the north and a lot to the east from here in eastern Finland, almost in the border of Russia, the winters are a little bit cold there. There's more snow than in Helsinki, not by much, but a little.
What sort of temperature are we talking?
Well, not like North Pole stuff. It's okay. Just winter minus 20, 25 tops.
Okay, well, the coldest I ever felt, or the coldest I'd ever been in before I came here was like minus 3. So bear in mind for our listeners around the world that your idea of it's not that cold, it was what? Only minus 20 to 25.
I once watched, I take a small side tangent here.
Yes.
Once watched a British documentary where this dude talked about the Gulf Stream switching and causing a global catastrophe.
Wow.
Could be a scenario. So in the UK, the temperature could drop to minus 20 and people can't survive in that temperature. And I was laughing my ass off. Anyway, I was living in Savonlinna.
Yeah.
And I was in university and we partied a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, when you're young, you're in a university, you want to like look your coolest and wear your skimpy, no, not that skimpy outfits, but look cool anyway. But people did that they wore these like snowsuits, like full overalls to a bar.
No.
And then take them off and put them to... like in a hangar where...
How do they have enough room for that?
Well,
how many people are going to be there?
A lot, but there is these cloakrooms outside Finnish nightclubs where people leave their jackets.
Oh my God. But they're like full snowsuits.
Well, not everyone is wearing those, but the ones that want to like stay warm when they walk home after the... And that's our beer jacket.
Wow. I mean, yeah, if a sort of... woman from Newcastle saw that, she would laugh at you, Fens, and she'd go, I have a miniskirt on and a strappy vest, and it's reaching freezing.
And then I have to help her because she's freezing her toes off.
Yeah. Oh,
in
yeah,
the minus 20, so laugh all you want, girl, but I'm going to carry you home with my snowsuit.
Yeah, we can laugh, but she's lost her toes and she's blue. But hey... Okay, let's take a little break. Inka, have I ever mentioned that my sister Lauren has a three-legged cat?
No, you haven't.
Well, his name is Flash.
Flash, like Flash.
Like Flash.
And the fast dude.
Yeah. I think it's a bit of a cruel name, personally.
It is.
Well, three-legged Flash. So basically, what I'm trying to get to is...
Also super cute.
If you imagine... that me and you are the front two legs of this three-legged podcast cat.
Yes, I'm imagining this.
Okay. My 9-year-old niece, happy birthday for last week, Robin, she's like the back leg. Okay,
right.
So it's Travis and Inka at the front, Robin's at the back. Some would say doing more of the heavy lifting because that leg's on its own.
You're explaining so much to this tiny bit of a joke. That we are having.
Basically, we're 5 episodes in and I'm running out of...
I can see that, but I support you and your efforts.
The podcast is a three-legged cat and Robin is the back leg. That's what I'm trying to get to. Robin, do something.
Yay.
Right, Robin, welcome to your segment of the show.
Hi.
Obviously, people like you more than they like me and Inka. They think your bits are the funniest.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So, Robin, if you were the Queen of Finland...
Oh, yeah, I already am.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
I'm already the Queen of all the world.
Oh, all the world. Yeah. Do you get any special sort of, like, hat or outfit for that, or is it just more of a state of mind?
I wear a tuxedo.
A tuxedo?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool, yeah.
Did you choose that yourself, or were you just given that outfit?
I got it for free, because I've got a Tesco discount, so...
Oh, right. Do you know, I once bought a tuxedo from Tesco.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I bought a tuxedo from Tesco and it cost me £8 and I wore it to one event.
Did you actually?
I promise on my life, I wouldn't lie to you.
Have you got any pictures?
Maybe.
Is it like really cheap? Like
It was the cheapest, worst suit you've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I looked like I was wearing a bin bag and I just crawled out of a skip.
What did you wear? Where did I go?
I think I went to a wedding.
Oh my god, you wore that to a wedding.
No. I went to a party where it was like gangsters and like old school 30s gangsters, right? And here's a little story for you that's a little bit embarrassing. And
go on then.
I've never told anyone this.
Oh, so you're telling me that.
So I'm telling you because I trust you.
Yeah, do you trust me? But I'm evil inside though.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm very evil, girl.
I didn't know that about you, but Inca is also evil, so...
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah. You've heard that rumour around town.
Yeah, I've also heard you're very evil.
Right, let me tell you this story. So, after this party, Uncle Trav
was... Did you have a few drinks?
I had a few drinks, yeah. I was maybe 16, so I wasn't supposed to be drinking.
Oh, so you were 16, right.
Yeah.
You can get away with wearing that when you were 16, but not now.
Not now. But what happened was I was in a taxi home and I really needed the toilet.
Oh, no. Don't tell me the rest. What? Go on.
Wait, no, you said don't tell you the rest.
No, just please tell me. I don't want to know, but I want to know at the same time. Go on.
This
is not going to be good, is it?
No, I was walking in a park and I was like, this is the moment. Oh, no, I'm not going to make it home. And it was in a park in the middle of the night, so I really needed to, you know, poo.
Oh,
So I squatted in the park.
They probably won't be kids at midnight.
Oh, God, no. No, it was really, really late. And it was like in bushes. It wasn't like just on the path or anything like that. Because I was leaning against a tree and accidentally the...
Did you crap your pants, basically?
Basically, yeah.
Oh.
And then I had to walk home. And like, then I basically wore that suit once because I got poo on it and then I had to throw it in the bin.
Yeah, yeah. The moral to that story, viewers, is don't buy tuxedos from Tesco. Or Asda. Probably just don't wear tuxedos, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't think it was the tuxedo that made me sort of toilet myself.
No, but still. Did it look good?
What, the poo?
No.
No, the tuxedo. It was. I mean, it cost me £8, Robin. It's not going to look like.
Could
good,
you tell it?
Oh.
What?
We've got to go for tea. So.
We'll come back, listeners. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. You're Robin Lovejoy.
Robin is going to put both of us out of jobs because she's so funny.
It is ridiculous how funny she is just naturally.
Yeah.
So fast. She's so quick. It was just like, okay, so imagine a situation. You're the Queen of Finland. She's like, yes, I am. I was gifted a tuxedo. It's just, how do you come up with that when you're 8 years old? She's a genius.
A prodigy.
She's a prodigy. So I just wanted to bring you back from break. You listened to Can I Finish, by the way. Welcome back.
Welcome.
We both listened to that break as well as you this time because I needed Inca to hear that story. And I want to say I'm sorry, first and foremost.
As you should be.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Do you feel like I've brought shame to the Can I Finish household?
No.
The
last episode about the celebrities pissing themselves
brought
more shame to us.
Okay.
Because it's just overall weirder.
People keep saying to me, why do you know so much about that?
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
I do not have an answer. I just do.
Actually, I was talking about this thing. At home after our recording.
See, it's not that weird.
No, I was talking about you and why did you bring this up? Because you're not the first guy who shared a story about seeing girl pissing for the first time.
Oh.
I've heard another dudes telling that story as well. And I was wondering at home that is it so phenomenal? Because girls don't usually take a wee outside. As us girls, we see guys taking wee all the time.
Yes.
So it's not like, oh, the first time I saw a guy in a bush. It was mesmerizing.
Yeah, I think it must be that. Like, yeah. It's such a wild sight. Like, it's like seeing a unicorn. Like...
But anyway, moving on, maybe about all this pee and poo.
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
Well, I talked about my image of UK nightlife with the people passing out and behaving badly, but Finland is not that better.
No.
No.
No, there is sort of quite regularly, I find, when I have a night out in Finland, there are some badly behaved people.
Yeah. But kids nowadays, they don't drink as much. They just neatly go out, dance, and then go home.
Yeah. It's and the older generations who are the troublesome ones.
Yeah. But absolutely.
I love Finland. I really genuinely do. But I remember one of the first things Kaisa told me about it, and she was like, so yeah, it's a really great place, but there's a real drinking problem and high levels of alcoholism and depression.
Yes.
I was like, oh, okay, sounds fun. But that must be to do with the climate and the weather.
And a Finnish mindset.
Because what I don't understand is in a supermarket here, you can't buy booze after 9 o'clock.
No.
Or before 9 a.m.
Yes.
But bars are open so much later. And also you can't buy booze on a Sunday.
No.
Mad.
Because of Jesus.
He did. It's one of the commandments, I think, wasn't it? Was it number 11?
Exactly. Don't buy vodka. Don't buy Koskenkorva on a Sunday.
It was on the back of the tablet written at the bottom and no one saw it. But somebody in Finland did. He went, oh, God. Right. Stop booze on a Sunday, everyone. There's some things about Finnish nightlife that I'd like to bring to your attention from point of view of a Britishman.
Yep.
Why do you still have Bacardi breezers? Bacardi breezers were a thing in the noughties in Britain. You had Bacardi breezers, you had WKD, you had what we called Alco Pops.
But I think that those came here at that time as well, and we just couldn't let go of them.
Yeah. I just, there's such a funny little bit of nostalgia for me.
Yeah.
And, seeing them in the fridge, the most recent one, I think I may have had a Smirnoff Ice maybe a year ago.
All right.
As,
I haven't had those in years, but they taste good. And they look funny.
Yeah, they are funny. I can't disagree there. Mm. Funny little guys. Do you know what I think is funny as well? How Americans... They think, obviously, me and you, British and Finnish, we laugh at Americans and their ability to drink.
Yes.
Silly, silly Americans. But they have this real thing about Smirnoff Ice that, it's almost like a challenge. So if you have a bottle of Smirnoff Ice and you, present it to someone and they have to drink it and they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I've got to do Smirnoff Ice.
What's those tiny bottles that taste like soda?
Yeah. That's... Baby booze. That's kiddie booze. And America's no, can't believe it. I got down one. Grow up, America.
This is our message to you.
If you're American and you're listening, get better at drinking, please. It's embarrassing for everyone.
You could get better at some other points as well, but mostly just drinking.
Yeah. Listen to us, America. We know what we're talking about. Finns do not have nearly enough snacks in pubs.
That is true. I love free snacks in pubs. Italy does it really well.
Italy does it well. The one thing you do have here is there's quite a few bars around where we are here that give you popcorn.
Yes.
Like, just pop a little popcorn on the table.
That's cool.
But the thing is, they do it as like a salty popcorn. They make you want to. It makes you thirsty, so you buy more beer.
Of course.
The thing is, I want to snack while I'm drinking. So, like, let me buy snacks as well. Like, yes. all they offer is, like, this free bowl of popcorn, and you can't have a second one. I want big snacks.
What type of snacks?
Well, I just want, like, crisps. So, you know, in the UK, we do this thing where we open out our crisps. So, you take a crisp packet.
Yeah.
And then you make a little incision in the corner.
Yeah.
So then you split it open and you open up the pack so everyone on the table can share from the packet.
Like fully open, like fully it's not open. A bag anymore.
Not a bag anymore, it's now just a platform. It's a platform for sharing.
Interesting.
You get a couple of different bags of crisps, put them all out. It's like it's British tapas, if anything.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. I don't see enough people doing that here.
They don't.
That's a real shame.
It is, because what's better than drinking and eating?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I went to a bar yesterday, actually, and I bought some chips and stuff like that. But people are often like, oh, this is so special when you have chips or peanuts on the table. Mm. That's like, can I take one? Like...
they're mine.
Don't you dare touch my nuts. There's a pub that I used to go to in Forest Hill. Why are you looking at me like that? Because I said, don't touch my nuts.
Yeah, and there was a second that I thought that, should I make a joke? Nah.
I saw the cogs physically turning in your head.
I was too slow. But the face was there.
Yeah, the face.
The joke face.
I read the face and I was like, what's she going to say? I think the problem is for this podcast is you're being funny in not your first language.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which makes it even more impressive how funny you are.
I stole so much from the internet. Like a lot of the phrases that I say are just memes. And I want everyone to know that. I live for the internet.
Yeah.
And now I'm here with this flesh suit.
You're
but inside only memes. Do you have any party moves?
Oh, like, party moves. Like, or like a party trick.
Party tricks or stuff that you do to impress people.
I have a party trick, but I can only do it if I'm in a body of water.
Interesting. Please elaborate.
Okay, so I did it. I don't know how I found out that I can do it, but I can make like cool fountains with my hands by sort of doing this.
Right.
In the water, and I can make water shoot incredibly high.
Bizarre. And
so, you know, like when you go to Las Vegas or something and there's all those outside the Bellagio,
every time I'm there, I look at those fountains and I'm like, oh, gorgeous. James, come here, look.
Just like Travis's hand, but less good and less impressive. And you know, like when they cross over, I do that with my hands and I do like a firework display, fountain firework sort of display, but with my hands.
This is so great.
Yeah, genuinely, it is really great because I showed it to one of our mutual friends
at
Johannes. I did it in the lake.
All right.
And they said to me, I think you could genuinely win Finland's Got Talent.
Absolutely.
By doing that, because the person who won it last time did armpit farts. They won the show.
That tells about us as a nation so much. Karja and armpit farts. That's what we are.
Finland has got talent, baby.
We do, baby. Okay.
So that's my party trick, I would say. It doesn't really have a name and it's quite hard to do. But if you're, as I am frequently, at pool parties and such... Or if you go swimming on a stag do, that's mainly where I get it out.
I'm already so impressed.
Yeah. Do you have a party trick yourself, Inka?
Well, and not like a cool trick, that a magic trick type of thing that is that I can do, but I can rap quite good.
Really?
But just like 2 or 3 really specific Finnish songs.
Oh.
And I do it without anyone asking.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I'm like drunk or otherwise loose enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that is my party trick. Or karaoke with the my amazing rapping skills.
Let's talk about Finnish karaoke, please.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with... I'm more obsessed with karaoke than I think the Finns are.
Really?
In the sense of you guys absolutely love it. And I love watching Finns as soon as the karaoke is like an option.
There is actually a great documentary that came out like a year ago or something about this Finnish karaoke culture, which is... there is melancholy and something adorable with it, because it's not like a crazy party sing star amazing time karaoke. It's like, this is the time that I'm capable to share my soul with this bar
and
these people through this song.
Wow.
I think our karaoke culture is about that.
Okay.
It's not about great celebration. It's about sharing your deepest thoughts via
song. I think that my first experience of it was quite near to here, Mascot Bar. I went in there. It was probably like 3 weeks after I moved here.
Mm.
And I wanted somewhere to just go and read my book for a while. It was like a Monday afternoon.
Right.
And... I was like, okay, I'm just going to, not been in here before. Let's sit down, read my book, have a little pint. And it was pretty quiet. There were a couple of people playing board games. And then all of a sudden, a screen came down from the ceiling. And I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And a man stood up, belted out this Finnish song, and everyone's like jamming along to it.
Yeah.
And he finished, and I'm like, oh my God, it's karaoke time. Like, I wonder who's going to be next.
Yeah.
Screen went back up. He sat down. I later found out that the karaoke is basically open the entire time,
right,
but it's not like a constant thing. If people just want to get up and just sing a song, then they're allowed to. You just request it, and then they go, all right, back to just drinking and doing normal stuff.
I think that's Mascot Bar's like their own thing, because usually it's like karaoke from 9 to 12, and
right,
then it's a continuous thing.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
It was very funny, because I was just like, wow.
Did people clap?
Yeah, politely.
Yes.
Yeah, they clap politely. The man sat down and went back to his pint.
Everyone gets a clap.
Yes.
Even if the person who sings is terrible.
Yes.
Which happens quite a lot, because it's karaoke.
Hmm.
People, if you want to get applause in Finland, sing karaoke.
Do you think that we've covered off nightlife?
Maybe so.
I think with a lot of our topics, we like to scratch the surface, have a little rummage around, and I think eventually, being that this podcast is just a genuine out-and-out success story, we'll have to revisit years down the line.
Yes.
Some of these topics and dig in a little further.
And I think that our listeners get the hint that we are not like crazy. Maybe you are a crazy party animal.
Hmm.
But I maybe am not. I'm not the coolest of the club kids going to the underground raves right now.
Right now.
My time is yet to come, maybe.
Yes.
It was, and now it can come again. But right now, I'm like a house mouse.
Yeah. We're going to have an Inknaissance. And that is, it's a clumsy portmanteau of Inca and Renaissance there.
Right, I just...
You looked at me like... That's a word I don't understand.
I don't recognize.
Basically, I was trying to say that your moment is going to come and it's going to be glorious.
Exactly. I'm turning 35 in the fall, so maybe that's
my...
Yeah.
You're going to throw a big party?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I'll wait for the invite. Okay, so before we go, I want to do something. We have a Buy Me a Coffee page now where if you are a fan of this podcast, you can donate just to say thanks, basically, just to give us a little bit of funding for our independent podcast. And we set it up a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give a couple of shout-outs to some of the people who... Sorry. I don't want to give shout-outs because they're designated for very elite people.
Right, Pitbull.
Pitbull. The members of Black Eyed Peas, well, three of the members, we can't remember one of their names still.
Emmerdale.
And the cast of Emmerdale. So these are going to be barista big ups. We don't do shout-outs for the Buy Me A Coffee people. Maybe one day we will. Okay, so big up to Alice B, who donated a coffee. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you.
Big up to Al Snow, who I was a wrestler from the 90s, but I'm pretty sure it's not them. I'm sure it's somebody else. But if it is you, Al Snow, thank you for
your
coffee.
Thank you so much.
And huge big up to Corks Beskerby, an incredibly generous 5 coffees. Donated from Corks.
We are gonna. There
what,
is.
What good. Were you gonna offer then?
A piece or a poo joke.
We're gonna kiss you on the mouth. We're not going to.
No, I was gonna say that we're gonna like shit our pants. After 5 cups of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'd not considered that. You're gonna give us incredibly. Terrible bowel situations. Okay, we'll spread the 5 coffees over 5 days.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry,
I'm not better than you. I act like I am, but I am not.
Oh, if you want to support the podcast by giving us a stomach ache and earn a big up, go to buymeacoffee.com/canifinish. Can I finish with 2 N's? You banana. Inca, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
And thank you to the listeners for listening. Subscribe to the show. Do all that. We normally do a big outro, but... Please drink responsibly. Please party well. And follow us. Do all that stuff.
Yeah, or don't.
Or don't. Live your lives. I don't mind.
Yeah, woohoo. We're party people.
We're party people. We just don't care whatsoever.
Shots.
Thank you for listening to Can I Finish? Please subscribe to Can I Finish? Please, okay? On Insta, TikTok, podcasts, Spotify... All that jazz wakamah. Music in this episode comes from Matt Large and Sarah, the instrumentalist, courtesy of Epidemic Sound. Our artwork is by Peppuccini. Thank you. Peppuccini, can you hear me? Where's my drawing?